I don't have a real camera. Oh yeah, I do, right here. Oh. I don't know how to start a meeting without a gavel, you guys. I'd like to call to order the Police Pension and Disability Board meeting for January 10th, 2023. Sherry, will you please take the roll?
Yes, Mayor Woodards.
Here.
Doris Sorum.
Here.
Andy Cirullo.
Here.
Dave Lane.
Here.
Ken Monner.
Here.
Paul Schwartz.
Here.
All right. Doris, you're in the wrong place.
I know, Mayor. I will talk to you after this meeting.
Okay.
I haven't given you an update and I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'll talk to you after this meeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I will. Sorry, you all. I just know it's Tuesday and I just noticed. So I was like, wait a second. All right. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of December 6th.
That's okay. Move to approve the minutes of December 6th.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the ayes have it. Moving on to public comment. Sherry, was there any public comment received?
None.
All right. Unfinished business. Sherry, is there any unfinished business?
No.
All right. Communications. Sherry, is there any communications?
No communications.
All right. New business. There's a long-term care request. Sherry, I'll turn that to you.
So I provided you with the information. It's a special request. Typically, this would be the policy allows for a studio rate room, but in special circumstances, if there's a medical necessity, the board can approve. In this case, this room is a room with a private bathroom versus a shared bathroom.
All right.
So if the board approves, we just need a motion to approve that room with private bathroom for this individual.
I would make the motion that we do approve this request based on the documentation we received and justification for it.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Are there any questions? All right, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is carried. Moving on to item B, someone passed away, Sherry.
Yep, the widow of an assistant chief. I would have told you she was 98, but her obituary tells you she's 98 and a half, and she would be the type that would want you to know that she was 98 and a half.
Thank you
for your information.
Thank you, Sherry. And then item number C, the hearing aid survey.
So that was again conducted by the city's insurance broker, Mercer, and the results came out the same as last year, with the average benefit being $1,750 per ear or $3,500 for a pair of hearing aids.
Wonderful.
So we would want a motion if we choose to keep this rate the same for 2023.
I'll make the motion that we retain the rate based upon the current hearing aid survey.
Second.
All right. Are there any questions? Great, Sherry. I just have one, Sherry. Do we, with now people being able to purchase hearing aids over the, you know, with that movement, being able to purchase hearing aids over the counter, did any indication, are we going to start to see, do you think the cost of hearing aids go down? Because the more readily available they are, then the price competition, you know.
Right. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. The main thing for the board is that anything the board approves has to be medically necessary, has to be recommended by a medical doctor.
Okay.
So a retiree couldn't just go buy them and turn in the receipt. They would still have to go through the process to have a medical doctor refer them and go to an audiologist. I don't see that changing for the board policy, because that's how the board pays for any kind of benefits for retirees. So,
Okay, great. All right. With that question and seeing no others, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the motion is carried. Now moving on to pension fund roll items, there were no amendments, so I will entertain a motion to approve as submitted.
I'll move to approve the pension fund roll items as submitted.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, the ayes have it. The motion is carried. Sherry, is there any other business?
Yeah, I'm going to mention starting next month, our Zoom link is going to change. We're going to move from a Zoom meeting platform to a Zoom webinar platform, which is the better one for open public meetings. For city staff, I'll just update your Outlook meeting request with the new link for the retirees. I email it to you every month before the meeting anyway. The only real difference is you no longer will be able to call in on the phone. You'll have to be able to go through the Zoom link for a board meeting.
So it won't change how we start up our...
Nope. You shouldn't. Yes. Otherwise, you shouldn't see any difference. So that's okay. Just kind of a background for your information.
Okay.
Super.
Great. But Sherry, you can still come, like if for some reason one of us couldn't be, like we were some like on our phone where or somewhere where our camera didn't work, we can still dial into Zoom. We just necessarily won't see our faces.
As long as you can use the Zoom app or
All right, great.
It's just that you can't call the phone number if you're on the board.
Okay. All right. Any other questions about that? With that, I will ask for the final motion.
I will move to adjourn.
And second that motion. Yeah.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the ayes have it and we stand adjourned. Now, Sherry, did you cut your hair?
It's cute, isn't it?
I change my hair all the time.
That's a big change. That's super cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's my thing.
Gotcha. It's very cute. I take pictures to my hairstylist and go, can you make my hair look like this? He goes, yeah, no.
I try the same thing. No.